I prepared myself for this day, and you know it was very emotional. The Gaffer's team talk really got me in the change room before the game, and you know I was really struggling to keep the emotions in. To be fair, he was you know said some nice touches and nice words, and all the lads have been fantastic. You know, it's a great football club, fantastic people associated with the football club. You know, I've been really fortunate to have been graduated from this academy as a kid, and they give me so much love, and without their love and support throughout the years, I wouldn't have been able to live my dream and become a professional footballer, because I wouldn't have been able to have the confidence to go and play football and at a bigger stage, you know. And I just thank the supporters for all they've done for me, you know, throughout my career, and you know, it's an emotional day, but you know you've got to say time's up.
And a lovely touch by the club making you skipper for the day, and your kids were there with you when you came out, and a guard of honour when you came out. It was all very emotional, even before the kickoff.
Yeah, of course, you know, it's top class. That just shows what the club's about, you know, and you know, they didn't have to do the things they did today, you know, but the gaffer was great to give me captaincy. And obviously the guard of honour was fantastic as well, from all the players, both sets of players. Halifax, fair play to them as well, and their manager for doing that. You know, that's a nice touch and a bit of class from them. So, yeah, thank you for everyone for a lovely day, and obviously, you know, well welcome my family to the ground. And yeah, it was a great day all round. Lovely to top it off in the last minute with an aid in getting the goal.
Well, I was just going to say, what a game to be involved in for your last game as well. There were three penalties, there was a red card, there was two goals in stoppage time, and at the end of the day, an assist from you for the winning goal.
Yeah, it was a semi-assist. You know, I made a good run forward and slipped Manny in, who made a fantastic run and a great cross, and Manny was there to tap it in as well. So, you know, it was a good team goal. You know, we peppered the keeper in the second half and hit the bar, made some good blocks from them, and you know. We were in the ascendancy, even with 10 men, you know, we never give in. You know, the manager's instilled a fantastic team spirit with this set of players, and hopefully, I hope they can continue the good work we've done in the last, you know, for like 3 years since I've been back at the club, and take it forward again.
No room for sentiment, though, Kev, when the penalty was given and Scott Rendell picked it up and sort of handed the ball to you, and then you had to hand it back again.
Yeah, Scotty's top man, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? He's a heart of gold, and we go back a long way. We played together at Wickham, and we got promotion together, and obviously we're good friends, and you know, it was a lovely touch from him trying to give me the penalty. But the gaffer's professional all the way through, and you've got to respect him for that. He made the right decision. You know, at the end of the day, Scotty's our number one penalty taker. You know, I missed that, and it's, you know, the game's over, and he knows it's 2-2, and then we win the game at 3-2. So the gaffer's spot on, and which is, he's been spot on. You know, to be, most of his decisions have been outstanding. Him and Tomo got most of them right throughout their time here, and that's why he's been managing 25 years.
It would have put some pressure on you, wouldn't it, if he had allowed you to take it?
Yeah,
last kick of the ball, maybe.
It does, but you know, this is the story, or that when you play professional football, you have to be brave. You know, there's to keep the players that I coach. If you haven't got the winning mentality or a strong mindset, you've got no chance in professional football, no chance whatsoever. You know, you've got to step up to the plate. Good days and bad days, nice weather, poor weather. Big players, small players, whatever it is, whatever the challenge is, you've got to step up and to the plate, and you know, you've got to show why you deserve to be on that pitch.
Improvement year on year, Kev, for the Cards in terms of the Conference South, and then back in the Conference, and then finishing 12th, finishing 9th, and now finishing 7th. The club's clearly going in the right direction. Can they push on next year and break into those playoff spots?
Without a doubt, you know, with Gary Hill and Tomo as a management team and the board behind them supporting them, you know, there's fantastic people on the board and support around Gary Richardson, you know, Jeff Chappell, Peter Jordan, you know, some fantastic people. With anyone I've missed, I apologise, but you know, all the people on the board have done a great job for the club, and helped to, you know, continue supporting the gaffer and his you know, recruitment drive, really.
And you'll still be keeping an eye out on the results here at Kingfield for next season?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've come down every time I get an opportunity to support the club in any way I can. And yeah, it's a great football club. And obviously, even my 15 years or whatever it was away, I still manage to pop back every now and again to see some games. And hopefully, you know, with the gaffer and Tomo, you know, you're going to come and see some good football.